the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The economy has had its effect, no doubt, but our neighborhood still does its best in the month of December to boost the revenue for Ameren Electric. It seems sometimes that the ultimate goal is to outdo that great moment with Chevy Chase Griswold in Christmas Vacation. What was his line? 250 strings of 100 lights apiece. That's 25,000 imported Italian lights on the house. To be sure, Christmas is a time for light. But our society, as usual, tends to get it barely half right and mostly all wrong. We know the darkness, perhaps all too well. Already in our childhood, we learned to sleep with a light on. Snakes never come out from under the bed when the light's on, and they tend to transform those monsters in the room back into the stuffed animals that they really are. Even as adults, we have a natural fear of darkness, I suppose, and we simply take artificial light so for granted, yet I know very well what it's like to be asked if I have dressed in the dark. Of course, sometimes we like the dark. It tends to hide things. There are often times and things we don't want to be seen, to have our deeds, not to mention our thoughts and hearts and words exposed, come to light. But we do like the light, too, to be in the spotlight. To be drawn like moths to false and flashy lights, from Times Square to Las Vegas to whatever turns people on, so to speak, from lights that bedazzle our senses to even the more rational and cerebral arrogance of the dominance of reason over faith in the so-called, of all things, enlightenment. Yet Christmas is a time for light. Even if overdone and misunderstood and focused on the plastic icons of our secularized subdivisions. But it's all profoundly grounded in theological truth, which, by the way, is at the heart of the motto of Concordia Seminary, Anothen Tophos, light from above. Indeed, from heaven above to earth he's come, this Jesus, the newborn King. He is the light of the world, the way, the truth, and the life, even as the Word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, all of which has been redeemed in Christ into a new creation. And so our reading today takes us back to the beginning, to the first creation. God had created the heavens and the earth, but there was still darkness. Not necessarily inherently evil, but not declared good either. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Yehi or, vayehi or. That easy, that quick and sudden, almost as instantaneous as the speed of light itself. So also at Christmas. Not as quickly, but more slowly, conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. We have waited for this light, and it comes on Christmas. Candles on Christmas Eve, trees brightly lit or dimly glowing softly in the dark, spotlights on the cross. Indeed, Christ's salvation is revealed in the light he brings. In the new creation, a new Adam has come to restore all things. Let there be light. So now comes Epiphany, when the substance of Christmas brings light to all nations. Isaiah 60 even echoes Genesis 1, darkness covers the earth, but the Lord has risen upon you. Let there be light. And just when everyone else is putting Christmas away, packing it in the basement or the attic for another year, we start unpacking God's Christmas presents for us and for all the world. And just when everybody else is putting the lights away, we go forth to light up the world with the light of Christ. God's new creation has come. Let heaven and nature sing. We who are in Christ, a new creation, proclaim him as light from above and for all the world. Let there be light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.